The state Senate has passed its version of the two-year state budget that keeps most of the budget cuts sought by Governor Matt Bevin. Capitol reporter Ryland Barton says now lawmakers from the House and Senate will huddle behind closed doors to try to come up with a final version.
The Senate budget bill rejects the House's plan to raise about $500 million through taxes on cigarettes and pain pills. Louisville Democratic Senator Gerald Neal said that after years of budget cuts, the state needs to find more revenue.
If you don't put new money on the table, then you can switch it around all you want. But in the final analysis, something's going to be deficient somewhere.
The Senate's version of the budget restores some cuts Governor Matt Bevin had proposed, but colleges and universities would still see spending reductions. Bevin's budget proposed reducing most state spending by 6.25% and eliminating 70 programs across state government. The State House and Senate have to come up with a compromise budget by next week in order to preserve the right to override any vetoes Bevin makes to the budget. I'm Ryland Barton in Frankfort.